שאול לקופת נפשוי. רב יהודי מאיר אבי בישר עשן מבור חיני. So רב יהודי שאל, that we are מבור הדרך הסוצן עם ישר ברוכת, even with בישר עשן. אומר אביי, when רב יהודי says אבי בישר עשן, it doesn't mean every place, only the יהודי. And the יהודי שם, מפני שמסייח הדימו, because he's Messiah. Now let's see the Rashi. Avi v'seresnik shemikatsho miborchim kolder kasasamik nivor. So even he's only Mikadeish, he's not Neiseres yet, he still has to say all the Shabbat. Omar Avayu b'hudishon. Hoti Rab Yudah b'hudishon. Why? Why is Yudah different? Shemisiyach edim. Ve'eres כדי שיהיו ליבי גזבו, כדי כמה, לפי חוך מבורכים ברכס חסמים מתחילו, ותניה דמיסחס קלה, קלה בלי ברוכה אסור לבי לו כמילה. So from the Pashtus Aloshin of Rashi, it's משמע, that there is a special Yisrael of קלה בלי ברוכה אסור לבי לו כמילה. Besides the Yisrael, that הרוסו is אסור לבי לו, we did a safe dream, and then the Raivachit in this sugi is that it's in the Raise. But most Rishonim say it's only in Israel Rabbana. But even if she's in Nisue, but he didn't say Sheva Brachas yet, suppose she's in Nisue, but he didn't say Sheva Brachas. She's also a solid dialogue. And we did a safe dream. Because of the aloha of Kalo Dulei Brocho, a solid dialogue in Nidah. אסור לבעל הכניבה. נראה לי, במציב, מספיוש, המבשילטס, so he assumes like that, on the basis of this Rashi, on the basis of this Rashi, that there are two Yisurim Drabono, and he says, even though both Yisurim are Yisurim Drabono, the Yisrael of Haruso is Drabono, and the Yisrael of Kalab Lebroch, Asur Lebal Kniv, certainly Drabono, but he doesn't mention, I mean, the Raivachit is that Aruso is the Raisi. That he doesn't mention. So he says, the Rabbonon, but two different Gdorim. The Isa the Rabbonon of Aruso, so with the Rabbonon, it is the same kind of Isa as business. In other words, if she's Aruso, and no Nisuin took place, so it is like Bola Pnuyo, without the So, but midraise, if he's mikadisher, so then she's not, it's not zuns. But midrabonon, even if it was mikadisher, but since the kinyan is not a kinyan gomu, so mimele it is an israel of like ponu abolat nuyo, midrabonon. Because she's not completely his wife, is it? The israel of kalabli brocho is similar, is based upon the israel of midrabonon. Nidor, and Baal is also when his wife is in Nidor, so it's not that she's not his wife in the full way, it's a special, it's a Zerzakosu, that base Nidor, so he's also lovey on her. So here too, because if he didn't say Broche, so in Mele, it's like me. It's not just the Mlitze, it's a Din. The Mitziv says. Otherwise, my Chachomim will just use Mitzvahs. What were they interested in the nice literary style? So why do they say, Kalobli Brocho Asur Lebailuk Nido? Al Pidin, it's based upon the Yisrael. I mean, why? What Shaykh has Bishlein the Yisrael of Haruso Ponabalat? Do you understand? Very simple. Because what is Ponabalat? That is why. So, Aruse, it's not his wife yet, completely. It's the Kianiches is not complete as yet. But what's the relationship between the Isa Nide and the Isa of Kaleb Lebrocha Asur Lebailuk Nide? So, Reb Meir says in Misachas Nide, Lomo, Omro Teira, Nido, Pneyo, Shivas Yomi, Arkachit Veles, in the Terrace of Pilot. That's Taina Amikro, but Tremeya says it. Elo Mipnei, שהיא בנידו סו באו הקוצה בו. סו, סליפי חכום רותירו, תהי אסורו, והקחתי את עיקר החדוש. אין. I mean, this is a gemara that should be mentioned whenever you talk about Aras HaMishpoche. Gemara Miek. It's around that prophet. Around that prophet. That prophet. I see you know. So when you say, when you're afraid. I never remember that. I never remember that. I have a weakness. I never remember that. It's around that prophet anyway, after the Shia. If you don't find it now, after the Shia, I'll find it. So in other words, the term for the Issa Nidi is to eliminate. This is what Rav Meir said. I'm not making the lecture, you know, in terms of Mishpoch. This is what Rav Meir said. That the term of the Issa Nidi is to eliminate boredom in the marital relationship. If not for the Issa Nidi, so there would be, a husband would be bored with his wife. Every month, he would be together with her when she's in her menstrual period, he'd become disgusted with her. And then, even after the menstrual period, he'll still not be happy with her. So therefore the Torah said, no, when she's in the menstrual period, when she's not in the best, so then you're not allowed to have any relationship with her. So mimele, so then when she becomes a teiro, she'll be kala hadash. So it eliminates the boredom. That's the reason for the Issa Nidi. So that's why the Chachamim are misakei, and this is what the Nitziv means. The Nitziv doesn't mention all the sifra that I mentioned, but this is what it means. So the Chachamim are misakei, that kala b'lebrocha is also a soul of alakim. In other words, to eliminate the boredom. In other words, if he's allowed, you know, to start his intimate relationship with the kala, without saying a bracha, then you'll take it for granted. And if you take it for granted, then you become bored. Anything that you take for granted, you become bored. So, that's why the Chacham said, kalabli bracha asumabalakim. To eliminate boredom. So it's the same, it's based, as Nitziv says, it's based upon the Issa Nidi. Yes?
I was in a couple get married, a couple tradition. They don't have to come out too late.
Yeah. Do they have to make sure of our standards later? No. The thing is mentioned. They don't have. I mean, how about, that's a good question, how about the Shite or the Yisa of Kalabili Brocha Asura of Aluk Nideh? But there are more Paschans. I don't have here the Ebenezer. Is the Ebenezer here? Yeah. That's discussed. In other words, they didn't say Shana Brochas. Should they say Shana Brochas 7 days later? All right. You mentioned 10 years later, right? I mean, you know, in those days, you know, people were not so modern. They only asked, I mean, 7 days later, I mean, 10 years later, I mean, that even didn't even occur to their minds. But today, people are so sophisticated. You know, okay? And then we have the Palichula movement, you know, so you can ask the same question 10 years later. Why only 10 years later? 50 years later, I mean, why not? Listen, yeah, at the Kotel, you have people who become a mitzvah at the age of 83, you know. It's all celebration, you know. It's on television and everything, and then they are written up in the New York Times and every place, you know. I was also written up in the New York Times, but I was written up in the New York Times and then in all the newspapers in the United States and Canada. So it was written up, you see. A mitzvah at 83, you see. So we have the Shaila, not only 7 days later, as all the Posky mentioned, but 10 years later, but it's discussed. Nova Vinosa Ubirech Raha Kanyon. Here in the Kines the Hoop of the Beer Persanin, Harazon is so at Muro, the Hazar Mubore Hafila Aha Kamayon. That's the usual thing. If there was no Vishnu Chupa, so then they have to have Vishnu Chupa. So no problem. In the Haran. One day is that there is a special Issa of Kalabri Brochas all about the community. But there's another day that Kala did this price of in Seches Kale. Kala Belibroch Asher Balakim is love that game. It means calls Mandra no Nisuyin so Asher Balakim. But why did it say Kala Belibroch? Because the usual thing is that when you make when you have Nisuyin, you have Ibroch. So you make a Kala Belibroch. It means without Nisuyin, without Hope. Is a solar balcony, but there is no Isa. But true, even according to that chitta, so there is no Isa that she should be a sura to the chosin without the broche. But there is a chiv to make the broche. So in the middle, the Rambam says, suppose he didn't make the broche, so he makes the broche later. Not because she's a sura, she's not a sura, but there is a mitzvah to say broche. But the pashtes, that's one day in the Moral Chaimdush. But the Pashtes Loshen in the Braise in Yisachas Kali is that there are two separate Yisrael. One Yisrael and Yisrael of Narus, that's an Yisrael like of Nus. Then Kala B'Levoch HaSol Baruch Nidhi, that's not an Yisrael Nus, even the Rabban is not. That's like Nidhi. So this is what the Nitzit says in his Peir Lishan B'Shot. Now, Pashtes Loshen is also Mashmai, not like the Mordechai in Gush. So he says, Itanya Misakaskal, Hodere, so Omar Abayo Yudisham, Hodere Yudu Yudisham, Shemisiah Dimo, the Eresen, to be she Libe Gazbok, the Kamon, the Tirk of Nivols and the Kasan and the Tirk, Itanya Misakaskale, Kalibri Brocha, so Balkan, so it's Mash, Pashta Salosh, that there is, if Rashi had the Shitty of the Mordechai, then Rashi would say, because she's an Arusa here, he says, he doesn't talk about Arusa. He says, Kalali Bocha Sola Balakanid. So it's Pashas Aloshin is that as the Nitzir assumes that there are two separate Yisrael. Alright. Tanyido. Nibolchin. So, Ubihude Shomer Mipnishim is Yachad. Because in Yehude, there in Goliel, there was no such practice that the Oos was Mishachad with Oos. But in Yehude, there was such a practice. So in order that he shouldn't be Ibrahim Yisroel, so in Mele, they said Sheva Brochas. In Gbeis Oos. How will the Mordechai explain it? So if we say there is a special Yisrael of Kalav Brochas or Balak Nire, some Mele, it's also Yehud also. Because by Nire, there is also Nisa Yehud. Only thing is, Sukkah Shishani. So Sukkah Shishani is only after Gilas Mitzvah. But prior to Gilas Mitzvah, there is no aloha of Sukkah Shishani. So it is also to Mishachi. And since Kalab Lebrochel Asur Baruch Nide, so it means not only he's also Lovi Ola. He's also to Mishachi. And in Yehude, Pashtis is not that in Yehude, the Amish Shamin were together. No. But they were Mishachi. So in order to avoid the Isa Yichud of Kalab Lebrochas or Baruch Nide, so they said Sheva Brochas. But they didn't live together. However, you'll find them ashamed that in your Yehuda, because the Gemara says, we be Gazbo and so on. So in Yehuda, it happened that the Oros and the Arus even lived together. So the Pshat is, Kalab Lebrochas, according to the Shita Mordechai, that there is no special Issa of Kalab Lebrochas, but it means the Issa of Arusa. So in Yehude, so in other words, so in Yehude, the Secha Lebrochas, Mimele, it was, the Yehud was Mishim Yisuin. The Secha Lebrochas and the Vom Yisyachi. So like, let's say, today, we have Dushin and the Yisuin together. So the Chosin the Kal left the Gdushin, so they go into the Yichud room. So in Yehude, so they also went into the Yichud room and they said Shad Brochas, so Mimile, that Yichud was the Chupe. Because according to many Rishayim, Yisuin consists of Chupe. So it's not that in Yehude they said a Brochas in order to avoid the Yisya of Kalab Lebrochas or Baruch Nire. There is no special Yisya of Kalab Lebrochas or Baruch Nire. It means without Nisuim, Aruse. So Yehude, in order like this, it would have been a Yichud just not Rishon Yisroel. But because of that, they said a brachas, Mimele, they deliberately made the first Yehud, Rishon Yisroel. Some Mele, even if they lived together, it wouldn't have been Bizeah because he was Nisuyah.
If that Yichud was the Nisuyah, so what did
that?
If the Yichud was the Nisuyah,
yes.
So what are they getting with the Takana? The whole Takana was
he didn't bring that, even Yehuda. So there was a certain interval. Let's say months later, he would bring them to a house, and she stayed there permanently. But for the first months, he didn't bring her. She stayed with Isabel. But from time to time, they would be Mishach. Some Mele, so the Chachomim, know that they shouldn't be Nichshol in the Yisah of all Sabal al Sosei. Some Mele, they instituted a practice of saying the Broches and being Mishachid. Mele, that was already Nisuin al Pedin, but he didn't bring her into his house until Mamsay. But al Pedin, it was already Nisuin. Now, of course, this can only be said according to Rishonim, because we discussed it in the beginning of Suvis. There are different shittas, what is chupe. So one shitta is that chupe is yichud. The other shitta is, the Ran mentions, that chupe means he brings her to his house. The Rambam shitta is both together. Yichud and mevilus yomeis. Then there's a shitta, I mean, what we call chupe is chupe, I mean, all kinds of shittas. So those Rishonim, the Mordechai mentions, that there is no special Isa of Kalo Lebrocha. There is no such Isa. Kalo Lebrocha, so Baruch Hamidim means Kalo without Nisuin. But the usual thing is, at Nisuin there is a Brocha. So Kalo Lebrocha, prior to Nisuin, is Asur Lebaruch Hamidim. Asur Lebaruch Hamidim. So what they, according to that Shittin and Mordechai, what did they have to do in Yehude? In Yehude, they instituted the practice every time that he was Mikadesh, to immediately have Yichud and say the Broches, and that Yichud was a Yichud Rishon Yisroel, even though there was an interval between the Kedushin and that Yichud and the time when he took her to his home, to his house, but it wasn't the Isa. So if it happened that they were together, so it wasn't the Isa, because Al Pidin, she was already in Yisroel. So that could only be explained according to the Shite that Chupe consists of Yehud. But according to the Shite, the Ram, that Chupe consists of being al Shabbese, since even Yehude, so there was an interval of months intervening between the Eresen and the bringing al Shabbese, some male, even if you are Mishyachi, she didn't become Mishyachi. So if they lived together once, so it was a real Avera. So this shita of the Mordechai can only accord with the shita of Rishonim that Yichud itself constitutes Nisuin. So even though he didn't bring Al Shabbeis yet, even though he brought Al Shabbeis maybe 12 months later, but he made Yichud the way Chosn Kala today in the wedding hall, going to Yichud and they have Yichud. So there too they made Yichud Rishon Yisroel, she became Nisuin already. So even though it took 12 months until he took her to his home, so, but it wasn't the Isa, according to him. But Rishonim will say that Nisuin, the Ram, that Nisuin consists in bringing her at her home, or the Rambam Shite, that Nisuin has two ingredients, a Yichud plus bringing her home, some Mele. So, Ma'wil Chachom Gitakantom, if they said Rishon Broches, and the purpose of Rishon Broches was in order to have Yichud. So, what did they have Yichud? She did not become Nisuye by having Yichud until he brings her to his house. So, these Rishonim will have to agree with the other Shite that there is another Al Iser of Kalab Lebrocha Sole Balokimide, besides the Iser. Besides the Yisr of Arus, Baal Knide, some Mele, Yosarim B'Yichud, because Baal B'Ishti Nido is only Muta B'Yichud because of Sukkot HaShishani. that is only after Pilas Mitzvah. But prior to Pilas Mitzvah, there is no halacha of Sukkah Bashishanim. Some mele kalabli brocha is asur, is also limited to Mishachit, and since in Yehude, they were Mishachit, even though it's not that it was Hefker and they even lived together. Chas v'sholem. But in order that the Yichud shouldn't be Yisrael, so they had to say brocha. But of course, together they were not allowed to be. Even Yehuda. And you'll see in the Shinkopetzes, according to some Rishayim, so in Yehuda it happened that the Dorus and the Aruse were together, and according to other Rishayim, no, that didn't happen in Yehuda. Or to the Shias, you know. But in Yehuda, the practice was that the Dorus and the Aruse were sometimes Mishyachet together, but not that they lived together. Chas v'sholem. So, that will be told in these pishit.
Why is the bracha matichus?
What?
Why is the bracha matichus?
No, because kalab li bracha asur li bal ki nida and nida is asur li yichus. Bal bi ishti nida, bal bi ishti nida is also yishachit. But after Bilas mitzvah, there is a heta for Sukkah Bashishani. But before Bilas mitzvah, there is no heta for Sukkah Bashishani. So the male is not allowed, the chosr is not allowed to be yishachit in the kalab. Because she has a din with the Rabbanon, she has a din of the Nida, he didn't say Shalom Brochas. So Behude, they wanted that they should be able to be Mishyachri together, so the Melech had to say Shalom Brochas.
So if it's Kalab Lo Bracha, there's no way to say Sukkah B'Shoshanim?
What?
If it's Kalab Lo Bracha, there's no Sukkah B'Shoshanim?
Of course not. Sukkah B'Shoshanim is only after Pilas Mitzvah. Prior to Pilas Mitzvah, there is no Sukkah B'Shoshanim. No, it's still a Shishan. Yes.
It's still an Easter Arusa.
What?
It's still an Easter Arusa.
That's Rikabi B.A.
B.A.
But Rikabi Yechud, there is no Easter Arusa.
So we're not afraid that they'll come to Debiya when they may happen.
We cannot make our own Zeras. So there is a Nisar Yechud in Nida. And after Bilas Mitzvah, there is a Locha of Sukkah Shishan. But before Bilas Mitzvah, so Tosha Nidod Locha is. Kuyashim bin Anoshim, Ki Yishim bin Anoshim. So Mele Kalu Lebroch, or has it been of the Nidom of the Rabbanon, and there is no Sukkah B'Shishami. So Mele is also Yishyachi. So the only way to be Mutal Yishyachi is to say Shabbat Brochus. But even if he says Shabbat Brochus, he's not allowed to live together with her, because of these of Arushim. The Rabbanon, the Raisim, but he's not allowed. But the purpose was to be Matal Yishyachi. Alright, you'll see in Shemukhbetzis, you'll see in the Sugya, I mean, what happened in Yehuda with Yehuda. So some Rishonim say in Yehuda, they were just Mishyachet, but they didn't live together. And some Rishonim say, no, they didn't live together in Yehuda. So those Rishonim say that in Yehuda they live together, so it means not only in Yehuda they said Cherebroches. They said Cherebroches in connection with the Yehud that they made, the initial Yehud. So that Yehud was the Shem Yisrael. Alright. Wir die Rassanen bis Rassanen, die Rassanen bis Rassanen, die Rassanen meine Worte, Robin Barabade, die Rabbe Barabade, Tawai, mich mit Rabbi der andere Bauch, hat war die Schäme, die Kinder noch verloren. Als ich schon sehe, so wie sie wollen, aber wo ist, was man uns erhutzt ist, und uns als Sui ist, all die Chuppe, wie die Duschen. Also, Rabbache, Brede, Robin, die Seinbo, mich mit Rabbi Jude, Bauch, hat war die Schäme, mit Kaddisch, Israel, all die Chuppe, wie die Duschen. So only Rabbah Rebbe Rebbe concluded Boruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh Yisrael Dechabulishim. Now the Ri has another girls in the Gemara. He's not girls Boruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh Yisrael Dechabulishim. Boruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh Yisrael. We say Boruch Atah Hashem Mikadosh Ame Yisrael Al Dechabulishim. So apparently, I mean, where do you get the Ame? So there's another girls also, but I didn't see the Ame. I see the Rishonim, all the Rishonim mentioned. The girl said that we have Mikadish Yisroel of the Chuppah B'Kiddushin, and the girl said of the Rif, Mikadish Yisroel. The Ami Yisroel, I didn't see in the Rishonim, but obviously there is such a girl said too, otherwise how would we say it? Mikadish Ami Yisroel. But the girl said of Rif is, Boruch Atah Hashem Mikadish Yisroel. And then we mention the Rishonim, the Rashbo, the Ram, the Rosh, they all mention Chuvas Chabai Goyen, because I go and said that there are some who say Hussein Mikadesh Yisroya the Chubbukdushin, but that minute is not a good minute if you just say Mikadesh Yisroya, that's all. But we say Mikadesh Ami Yisroya al the Chubbukdushin. Alright. Mandalay Hossi. So, according to Robin Barabade and Rabbi Barabade, Mishmid Rabiude, we're not chasing. We just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hashem Zisav Vizbon HaRoes, V'Osho Lanos HaRusis, V'Italonu Samsuis, Al Dechutu Gedushin, that's all. Again, we say V'Italonu Samsuis, so that Hashem mentioned that some of the year said, twice Lom, V'Italonu Samsuis Lom. I mean, it's obvious, I was it means Samsuis Lom, I mean, if we didn't say Samsuis Lom, it means Samsuis Lom, but we have the year say he the one is answer Islam. But shaming. But here now the more he the one is on Swiss. Doesn't say it's on Swiss one. And then the Baritos Gilse was not Chupa Bikidushin, but Chupa Bikidushin. The Barito, all the regime is Chupa Bikidushin. So there are all kinds of Gilseis. But that's the Nusach. That's the Nusach that is wrong. Hitalonus and Sui is one of the Chupa Bikidushin, Baruch Ato Adishem, Mikadish Amu Yisroel, the Chupa Bikidushin. Right. There are some Jews who say Al the Chupa Bikidushin, but I mean among the Ashkenazim, they say exclusively Chupa Bikidushin, not Bikidushin. Alright. So, anyway, there is a Machlekes whether we conclude or we don't conclude. We're not Chayis. So, man. Why don't we conclude? Neither they have a birkas peres, but a birkas mitzvahs. The man the chosim, neither they have a kedushin. So the man the omar says, we are not chasing because it is to be treated like birkas peres. And birkas mitzvahs. Birkas mitzvahs. As you shom says, it's a bonal and yachtion, there is no chasim. Shom says, it's a bonal mitzvah sitzis, a sadat bitzis. Leishim basu, there is no chasim. Why isn't there a chesimet? Because it's a mabea ktsorot, so it's not shayach to be chesed. Only when it's a mabea rucho. So then it's shayach to be chesed. But mabea ktsorot, I mean, we're not chesed. So here too, the way Tesis explains it, in most Christianity, here too, the machlekes is whether this broche is it a Mabea Tzoro or is it Mabea Aruch? Well, that's a relative thing, you know, Tzoro Aruch. The question is, relative to what? It's shorter than certain brachas, which are longer, and it's longer than certain brachas, which are shorter. So, Samuele, that's according to things, yes. According to things, says, Mandel Hosin. Needed a Birkas Peres, a Birkas Mitzvah is to be considered as a Mabea Ktsorot. So there's no Chesimet. Man the Chosim need a Kiddush, but Kiddush is a little longer. So Mumele, even this is not as long as the Kiddush. So, but it's also considered as a Mabea. This is how peace is. But Rashi says, doesn't explain it that way exactly. He says, Bita Lomes, Nishe Seiman, says, Lomu, Al the Chupa Bikidushim. A Birkas Peres, Beire Priyot, Birkas Mitzves, Al Ashriter, Al Amile. Bechim, now, it's interesting. Rashi says, Birkas Mitzves, Al Ashriter, Al Amile. Yeah, because, of course, Pashtus is a Shrit, is a Birkas Mitzvah, and the Rambam says it's a Birkas Mitzvah. But the Taz, in the first Simon Yodea, he says it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. But it's a very strange task. It's a very strange task. Practically, I mean, in all Rishayim, many Rishayim, it's mashma, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Maybe from some Rishayim, it's a different kind of Birkas HaMitzvah. But it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. The task says it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shvachudah. So you see that Rashi also says, not like the task. The Rashi says Birkas HaMitzvah, Shvachudah. Well, I mean, the chidin b'kule chode idoi, the inhebzeg b'kosha b'intayim, lo b'ayach sinem, kidoma b'ar b'tsochim, So, other Rishonim say, why is Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaMitzvahs? Do not, why don't they have a chesime? We say because it's a Mavei HaTorah. Period. That's all Mavei HaTorah. Rashi, he doesn't say Mavei HaTorah. He says, of course it's Mavei HaTorah. So the question is, so let's have a chesime, so it will not be a Mavei HaTorah. Why say Mavei HaTorah? And he doesn't have a chesime. Let's have a chesime, so it will not be a Mavei HaTorah. So Rashi is explaining it. He says, because the purpose of Birkas Pirus, of Birkas Hanemim, and Birkas HaMitzvahs is just to express a single idah without elaboration. That's the purpose. Kolamene b'leibrocho kilomo'al means that the person should not be nene from anything b'leim hazeh without giving gratitude to the Rebbe Yishol. But b'kitza, some mele, the Chachomim decided not to chesime. So the shorter the better. Because the whole purpose is that the person should not accustom himself to be nene, tamil mazeh, and again, take everything for granted. Why the Chachomim misakin? You have to take to make a bach. In other words, because the person is accustomed to take everything for granted. There is water, no problem getting water, no rationing of water. So he drinks it just like this. No, don't take anything for granted. That's all possible. It's only because of the Chazdi Hashem, so we have abundant water, but don't take anything for granted. You want to drink it up of water, say brach. So the purpose is just to express gratitude. So the shorter the better. So Mele, who needs a chesime? As long as he is able to give vent to his doya, to the Rebbe Yishol, and says, enough. This is what Rashi explains. Now, then, you need to have a kiddushe. Even the Russian kiddushe, the kiddush hayei has minimum. And even there has a mitzvah is also. Because even mitzvahs, a person, you shouldn't take for granted mitzvahs. In other words, the Allah is the Mashal, before Yom Mispalel, so the halach is, you have to say shvach. Tfile is essentially the kosher solchok, that's tfile. Still, the halach is that before he starts giving vent to his kosher solchok, so he has to give it away, so obez, vurez, duje, then he's allowed to say atochin and das, mamil and bino, chonen and mitchot, deyo bino basket. Why can't he say after all tfile? The essential thing in tefillah is bakosha soch. Rachmi. The Gemara calls tefillah rachmi. What does rachmi mean? Rachmi means the person is in trouble. So yes, he's power like what he bought. So what is in trouble? He has many problems. He has the intelligence of the Hindas. All kinds of soch. So let him start by giving vent to the bakosha soch. No, he's not allowed. Why? A Jew should not take anything for granted. Even in talking to the Rebbe Yishol, you shouldn't take for granted. Not so partial. That's the trouble. People take everything for granted. I know, unfortunately, that I can't take anything for granted. When I was able to run, I used to run and run and run and run. Now, I didn't appreciate when I was able to traverse miles. And I never, in New York, if I didn't have to be in a certain place in time, I didn't even take the subway. 26 years ago, many times, I lived in Midtown on 86th Street. I didn't take the subway. I walked it. I took everything for granted. Now, of course, I'm still telling you, so I can't take it for granted. Somebody has to be in my car. As I said, Abram, Yaakov Avinu said, "Be makli of avis ayavim." So, with the makil, sometimes I walk a few blocks also the makil, but not across Amsterdam. Or that much. Yeah, about is ayavim, but not about the Amsterdam. You know, there might come a drunken driver, or even if he's not drunk. So chas v'sholem. I mean, he might run me over. So I know that you can't take anything for granted. So that's the purpose of Birkas Hanemim and Birkas HaMitzvahs. not to take anything for granted. Even mitzvahs, not for granted. Not so kosher. It's a grace from the Rebbein Shalom that he gives us an opportunity to do mitzvahs. Trouble is, many Jews, they do mitzvahs. They think they do a tailor to the Rebbein Shalom. It's not only that they take for granted. They think they do a tailor to the Rebbein Shalom. They put on tefillin, so everybody has to be career mishtach with them. He puts on tefillin with them. Shouldn't take anything like that. So this is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Birkas and Peres and Birkas and Mitzvahs, shouldn't the Kula Chodi Doi, its own the purpose is that you shouldn't take for granted. Some Mele, he has to express a similar Doi. So there is no purpose in elaborating, so why Bechayse? This is how Rashi explains. And the Mandoma who says we are chesem needed to have a kiddushin. Keeping the Russian kiddushin, he kiddush hayayim chasminim bo. He also, he vahi chasminim mishum b'yeish bo hepse. He gain kihu gain tchilo in koykeish. So, Teise says, now look at Teise. Yes, Mandoma chosim needed to have a birchas kiddushin bo arichas. Weil na mein au so it doesn't mention because es rasch he said because it's not there so do it don't like do she do it way um man the host me that do she the host me mich im dor weil na mich she war und ma she bin de kun so mach du she the host me doch nicht du she in mir in mir denn ihr ist dann aber fast fast kosche man do host me doch nicht und wird es atere die Chassinen der Aschabach hat den Aschabach hat die Tiere gesagt, also ich vertreine ihn, die Schema lo ihr Chassinen. But Rashi doesn't explain it, like this. According to this, es man lo chosin nide da habe akidushe maroi saruch. So Kiddush is a little longer, but this is also pretty long. It's a relative thing. But Rashi doesn't explain it at all. Man da habe akidushe di bloshin dushe ki kiddush hayeim chassinen bo. Ki hosom, ki bahi chasminon mishim yeish bo hepse, ki gein ki huyon tchilo mikhoike. So that's what Hashem means, that's the shaykhas with Kiddush. There is a shaykhas between the Kassiras and the Kiddush. Why? Because we emphasize the concept of Kiddusha. Of Kiddusha. So in Kiddush we emphasize the concept of Kiddusha, and in the Kassiras we emphasize the concept of Rishen. So in order to understand this Rashi, we have to go over the Rishen. We explain why the Birkas HaSeirusin is so unique and different from all the other Birkas HaMitzvahs. All the other Birkas HaMitzvahs have a certain pattern. Shon says of Tzivonu on Yachdun, Shon says of Tzivonu on Yisadim, Shon says of Tzivonu on Mitzvahs, Shon says of Tzivonu Reishabasubah, Shon says of Tzivonu Rishmeya Kol Sheva. A uniform pattern. Here it's not getting different. So, if that pattern had been applied to the Tzeresi, so you would say, Baruch HaTor, Hashem, HaKim, Melech HaYom, Asher Kishon Mitzvisa B'Tzivon Al Kiddush. That's all. No. Kishon Mitzvisa B'Tzivon Al Aroiz. The also one is Arusis. The Ita one is Ansuiz, one of the Chupuk Kiddush. Baruch HaTor, Hashem, Mikadish HaMitzvah L'Hushis. All Arichas. Menschen, Sarayes, Rishon Mitzvah. Now the Kedusha Rajbo. I mean all Rishen Rantu.
Why is Kiyom Tchil such a hefzik?
What?
Kiyom Tchil such a hefzik.
What it means, it doesn't mean hefzik in the sense of hefzik. It means there is a lot of details. It's very elaborate. It's not, the purpose of Kiddush is not just to give vent to a single idea. No. You elaborate me.
The minutes have another function besides for God.
Of course. To mention Zohar Asim HaShabbos Mekache. To mention. that's Gemara in Tzochen. It's Gemara in Tzochen that if he doesn't mention it as Mitzrayim, he's not Yitzchak Kiddush. Not Yitzchak Kiddush. So then there's a kasha against the Mon Avrom. The Mon Avrom says that if he doesn't, he was already Mikhail Milutzi. Because Midrash say you don't have to be Mikhadish on a case. So if we had so in the Tfile of Yom Teh, there is Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But in the Tfile of Friday night, there is no Yitzchak Mitzrayim. There is no Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Except in certain Siddurim, it's mentioned Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But we don't have it. I don't think that even Nusach Ari will mention it as Mitzrayim. Not his father, Nusach Ari, not Nusach Ari, we don't mention. The Kolbe mentions it as Mitzrayim in Friday. So, how does the Mon Avrom say, that if he was in power, if he didn't marry, he was already behind the Raise, because Kim Shalakos, Alakas, that's only in the Avonah. So, Nusach Ari says, because he says the Brochus of Krishna, and Krishna, and their mention says Mitzrayim, but that's a little difficult. I mean, in the tefillah itself, there is no reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's halacha, so the Kiddush is not just give it away, for the benefit, give a Shabbos. It's elaborate. Through the Mekor Kiddush, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. ומאי מבורך דרש בו אשר כלשון תהילו צבור הרוי ספוס לא נסערו סידו נסעשו יסל דחות בו גדוש ומה שמבורך מה ששום תהילו וצבון על הקדוש why don't we have the same ברוכה as no ברכס המיפה לפי שאין מבורך אין על מצבו שאין עשיו סוד מר מלאכתו וזו אין נגמרס אלו בחוק so the first thing the Rashba says and the Ran says the same thing because here in the Gushin you're not in kind of mitzvah completely because Gushin is not enough, you have to have chuppah also. We discussed it some time ago whether that there is a mitzvah to that one should be mikdash and nishuv. It doesn't mean that he is mechuyach to mikdash and nishuv. If he wants to marry a woman, so he has to marry her for kedushin. And if he marries a woman without dushin, let's say he marries a common law wife without dushin, so he's mevatel and esterais. Mevatel and esterais. So the question is the mitzvah only midraise to marry to dushin, or the mitzvah midraise is to marry to a chupen dushin? So the Rebbe says that the orus is also a sose midraise. What kind of midraise is it? What kind of misrahaisi is it? The answer is, it's a misrahaisi. It's a misrahaisi. Because, tiyikach in shisho, so there's the mitzvah that whenever he wants to marry a woman, so, Rosh Rambam is. He even mentioned Ksuba, and that's strange because the Rambam passes like the Tanakame, not like a Shin Ramel. Ksuba is the Rabbanon, so why does he mention Lisa Isha Biksuba? That's a kasha, alright. But Lisa, so is the mitzvah only to the Nasi and Nisha for Gushin, or for Gushin and Nisuin? So there's the Shikas Aide. But the mitzvah is to be Nasi for Gushin and Nisuin. Mimele, if he's Nasi Isha and he lives with her without Nisuin, he's either a Nisaresi of Kinikachish Isha. Kinikachish Isha. So, Mimele, so the Rashba also agrees with that. That the Mitzvah the Raisa is not just to marry a woman for Gushin, but to marry a woman for Gushin and Nisuin. So, Nisuin, so Mimele, we cannot say Yisham Tzidel Tzibon Allah Kedushin. That's not finished. What about Nisuin? So then the question is that Pilu, Bizuin, Nigneris, or the Chup. So it's Mifurash in the Rashba. That Nisuin is also an ingredient of the mitzvah of Kinikach. Suppose the Nisuin and the Kedushin are together. So then he could be Mivorich. Any begin she in the sacking of Zubrocha, Cheres, Lebzul, Arachachas. Because Bisman Chazal, the Derech was not to combine the Kedushin and Nisuin. So there they couldn't use the Broche, the Nisach, Vishon Tzivon or Akdushin, because it's not Nimes yet. So even though today the Derech is to combine the Kedushin and Nisuin, but it's not proper to have one form of the Broche for this situation and another form of Broche for another situation. Being Kena Mikomo Kimeich Motsinu Brocha Kazu Shenibor Halisa. Alright, so it's not our Kiddush. But what can we do? It's one of our roots. We also want to say, what do we mention in Brocha Tzisu? So, Heich Motsinu Brocha Kazu Shenibor Halisa, the Chimvorchen Asher Osalon Eivon Nachai, the Hitalon is a Shokul. So, Chachom Yom Yisaki in the Brocha and Shkite, why won't Yisaki there? We don't say it. Why here? They mind in a highest recount. They mind in Hupe recount. Shall Hupe in Kano Revolution? Why do we mention Hupe? The Eshlema, Litisha, Dushin, the Barteiro, Kutrach, Litor, Halein, Kiddash, and Volkhala Mitzvah, Sivilas Yost. The Eshali Borchalim, Shensi, Litzvona, Revolution. ובשי מצווה זוג מה מצווה שעה שנעש כמו שעשו לחופה ואין החופה נעש לסחשוב הוא צריך לבורך אשר כבישונו בידושה סדושן ואוסו לא נעש הרואי שאין דושן תאיפסים בה ואין תלו נעש אחרי שאין דושן תאיפסים בה וחמי וחמי שמקדש על דושן של ישראל ואין מפורי ואין מבורך מקדש ישראל כדושן כי סבוגן השם שהקדושן מתיר לגמרי כדן כניסו של החופה לפי חוך הוצריכו להסגר בשם סערוסס לאין השדיין הערוס סערוסס אסורי סכנסס מחופה של הקדוש ומה שאיני מבואימי ביטא לא נעשיס על קידושים לחופו דאף על פי שקידושים קידים לחופו הורקם עושה לנס הערוסס שתנסו בחופה אחר הקדושים ונעמי פרש ונסויס כאילו נהיטו לנס הנסוי שעדה החופו ומה שכסבנו עם חייסן כאן ישראל דחופו ובשם רואו לאחתו החופה then he mentions that another girl say that we have to say נתאר שם ישראל דחופו such a ריחס כרשבו is never מערך כרשבו is a big מקצה and here is so מערך and all other רשמים say the same thing I mean so מערך so what is he saying there? He has the good cash why such a unique music also on the chances to one of our ways was on the south horses beat on the sun so is one of the condition so the Rajbo and the Ram many of the same say the same thing they say true that Birka Seiras and the Birka Samit but it's unique it's not like all other Birka Samit all other Birka Samit generally were enacted and composed by the Chachonim and a certain way Samit when there is no chastirin or tzitzis or shibisuke or shmiya sheita or whatever that's all here it was enacted it was composed and enacted not just on a single mice but on the whole life the marital relationship and it's a birk samitza so we would expect him to say that it's not even a good family, it's a good shvach midoy. And the marital relationship, that's why, so that would explain why you discuss so many details, or some it's one of our goyes, or some of our roots, or some of our suis, one of our kubidush, and so on. But he says, no, it is a good family. You can share the dushin dvar teiro, kutzrach liboi chaleim, kiderach shemivor chamala mitzvah. Eda las yosom. Die Efschel, die Borech, alle im Schiss von einem Duschen, mich in die Zuzug, mal mit so schnell, das kann so schlau kommen. Und let's see the Loschen of the Ran. Also, Mario. Oh. Da Beis, und mit Alle, der Lesperger. Was haben wir in der Sagusse, mit der Rabbonon, שגוזו על הייחוד של פנויות והפרדו שלו יתפירו עד שניקומס לסופו ובברוכה כדי כמו נשיא הלדרן אמפסייזס עד שבערו שלו יתפירו עד שניקומס לחופה ובברוכה נראו את הלדרן יתפירס ודה two separate הלוכס two separate ישורים one ישריז without the Yisurin Shasho, another Yisrael is without the Brocha Shasho, two separate Yisurin. We said before that the Ran cannot explain Bihude, in other words, so that they even lived together, so they wanted to avoid the Yisurin, so the Chachomim introduced the practice that they should have a certain Yichud at a time of the Gushin and make a bracha on the male, even if they live together, she'll be in Israel already. No. It's not a, it's for the purpose of being Matia, the Isayichu. The Isayichu. So, but Abraham Vachin and Vishimon of us want to ask me a Hanukkah. Vita want to send Shriz and Shriz on the Chupa the Kedushin. Vim Tim, Aich Matsimi Brachas do Kuzushin of Ocha. Lisa Mame is a Rajbo Sloshin. Vali Nivolchin Shazlan in Nachai, Vita want to send Shochut. Dei mein laske bucher sa reihe sig und wach mach mal der kotzer als schon sie so geschichte aber zwischen schon war kann nicht es mal der kotzer am mir aschrito je schrina die war da in broche so viel das haben mit zwei mamme he doesn't say die war da in broche so viel das haben mit zwei die war da in broche so viel das haben mit zwei mamme in diese wird schon mit zwei but in different kind of different it's not a general difference. שאי אפשר לבורך כמי מה שראו ויצאים ריצש שאין לבורך שעזדושן אשר ראשון ריצבונו על הדושן שמבוך המזוזושן עשי יוסק מהמלאכתו תעודקת הנחסר מסיר לחופה ושעשכי סיר לחופה מה מי אפשר לבורך על דושן לחופה כאילו שפור כאיש מזמן מרובה וכשבו לקד שוויק נזכח אז גם כן לראו לצעקנו לברוך מנעצמו כאילו שתיבס ברוך השאול לחול וכאילו דיבר כסף מצרים ממש הגן איז מדגיש ממש לא יהווה אף אף אחד לרוצו להיצי מצווה זו ולברוכה. So he doesn't say that it's not a ברכס המצווה. לא ירוצו להיצי מצווה זו ולברוכה. It is a ברכס המצווה. It is a מצווה. But this מצווה is a different kind of מצווה. It's not like the other מצווה. Other מצווה involve a certain mice. It should be suited. עטיף ביציצס, תפיר, הנוחס תפיר, שמי אסכל שאי כבר למצוא, אחיל הסמצו, אחיל הסמורה, a single mice, here it is not a ברוכה, the mitzvah does not consist in certain mice, mice also, mice, certain mices are components, ingredients, it's on the state, it's the relationship, it's a relationship of dushin, that's the meat af al pi lo yrotzu leitzi mitzu zubu li broche kwao bitichnu li bau bau du shoshan shal gisla it's not an imaise it's the relationship the state of Jews their marital relationship al du shoshan shal gisla vay ni shakun ish bohu bocha bohem bi kichon binyan zibuk bi osalem u bi mutalem והיינה שציבונו על הרועץ וכדי שלא ייטס in other words this ברוכה is expressive of the קדושה manifested by Jews in their marital relationship in the course of the vicissitudes of the marital life ביוסו להם ובמותו להם I mean how does this marital relationship manifests itself. It manifests itself in two facets. One facet is the Osala. Osala, right? He marries a woman. So he has one partner and he cannot have anything to do with any other partner. That's the Harayis. And then, the Mutalem. So, the Shamsis von Aroi Vosalon es Aruzes, that's already been mutale. Aruzes, it's his wife, Mikudesh. She's an Eishishish, Lechula Ome. Certainly mutat Lechosim, no? So the Torah assert even the mutale, according to many of the Shemins, the Rabbonon, according to the Raivet, and I said, according to the Rambam too, it's Midaraise, and according to the Rajbo too, it's Midaraise. Is mit der Reise, der Stopp, der Fest, die Mutter, it's not It's a mitzvah b'raise, it's a reshe, but it's remut alem. So, remut alem, v'haymish et zivonu ha'aroiz, u'chidei shelo yintashem yalei nashe v'gidush neyo b'vad v'utram u'toreiz, v'utruch leim avos alon es ha'oses, b'lav d'loi soso, u'l'haskir ha'teiron d'hayin al d'chupa v'gidush. In other words, now let's see the Lashon of the Rosh. Something interesting. The Lashon of the Rosh. And these words.
So according to the Rosh, it's also Birkas HaShavach, it's Birkas HaMitzvah, and it's Birkas HaShavach?
It's a Birkas, well, every Birkas HaMitzvah is a Birkas HaShavach. What is Birkas HaMitzvah? You have to give it away. But it's a special category of Shvach Vigori. But it's every generally a Birkas HaMitzvah is expressive of the single Idoya, that's all. But here it's not just a Idoya and a certain mitzvah and a certain maise and a single maise mitzvah. It's expressive of the Idoya for the whole Dusha that the Rebbeinu Shalom introduced in our lives in connection with the marital relationship, which is coextensive with life. It's not just for a single act, it's coextensive with life. All right, the wash. In paragraph your base, that kufte svov on the base, the first column, paragraph your base, by the os ale, v'yei shekosvu, shetzorich liboreich, birkas heresen, kedem gdushin, kidoma apsochin davayim, kol aproches kun vochni vas yosan, v'yei shekosvu, shetzorich lasis acha heresen, dilma hadre bo yishe vav lebrochel vatol. Who is the vision who says that the Birkas Heres has to be recited Kedim Dushin as the Rambam because the Yelas Yosef, but the Raivet is Chelik, and the Raivet is Chelik not because the Raivet holds that Heres is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Raivet is the Heres that Birkas Heres is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but for a special reason, so it has to be recited according to the Raivet after the Dushin. Why? Because if it's recited before the Dushin, maybe after the broche, the caller will say, I don't want you. She'll run away. That's what I would say. Dilma Hadabu, I mean, in Chicago, it happened. It's very important, but of course, Echidus Taylor is a porter of door and everything. So he called the hundreds of people to the wedding, and then, well, everybody, after marching, he was standing them, and then, as the rocks wanted to say, you know, he filled up the course, and he wanted to say a Birkas Heres, so he decided to run away. He ran away. I mean, the presence of hundreds of people. So the Ravid says, Dilma Hadrabu. I mean, the Ravid says he's not cheshish. Maybe the Chosin run away, but maybe the Kala run away. They're the Chosin run away. So Mele, the Chachomim were not misakin evil as Yosef, but lachar as Yosef. But it becomes a mitzvah. It is. It becomes a mitzvah. It is.
She's brocha. She wants to. She's agreeing to it. So then, later on, Hadi Bahu.
She couldn't change her mind.
Yes. Let's say you don't. You make a brocha blow shofar. You don't blow shofar.
Right. No, because blowing up shofar is not told as chayav. So now, if he decides to blow shofar, we don't have to bechish it. Or to be shuftin askinan. I mean, he starts, he makes a brocha because he wants to blow a shofar. So how will he change his mind? He has to be crazy. I mean, first he makes a brocha to blow a shofar, and then he will decide not to blow a shofar. But here it's told in Asacheri. So he says the brocha. He decided to marry her, but maybe she'll decide, no, she doesn't want to be married to him. So that's why the Ravid says it. I'm not saying it. I wouldn't say it. But you see, the Mina Kola Ilo, without exception, Shemazin, Svardin, everybody. So, it's like the Rambam. The Brocha is recited the whole Tzitzis of Israel. I haven't heard of any community that they should recite the broche after the Gishma. Rambam per yom rasis alach hab yom kam kadi shi shbe al di atsmi di al di shliach tzoch di vorch kim nagi di shno yo shluchay ki der shnu vorch mal kola mitre va hakim kadi shim ki di shloi birach lo di vorch le vorch hahar di shim she di vorch le va tole ma she nasi ko nasi di zaram bam shike de di tole ni di deve di kenoni di recite di il as yosa ach as yosa na der so wa is hein di so wa says di hatkhili tes di recite Kilmas Yosson, but the Eved, if he didn't say it, Kilmas Yosson, he has to recite it Achas Yosson. Kosovar Eired, Eino Neagin Kein, Elo Mikadish Vahakein Yivorech, Vahatam, Mipni Shadovo Tolu Bidas Acher, Shim Timoye Noisho Beloi Tirtze, Hare Abrochel Vatov. Dize Atam, Libir Kasov, Shem Yivorech, Lachmise the police shall have one of the strange. Why are we why over there so it's a machine shinra shavam and have tam where the broch of Lachmise the police shall have one of the is killing the mill after the mill. Our meaning is that way there are more pastors that it's between mill and tree or whatever. So the Rebbe says to the Birkasiras and the Birkas and Mitzvah. But since it's told that Sacherim, so maybe we are afraid, maybe the Isha will decide that she doesn't want, so then it will be Brochel Vatov. So the Rosh says, the Isha cost me Shetzolch Levorech, because he doesn't give him this money, so I can go up Brochel Kulung Vatov, and also, the Isha, she cost me Shetzolch Levorech, it's a Chayres, deal a hard Reboi Isha, but we Brochel Vatov, there's a Raibe Shetzolch Levorech. Wenn sie bekommen eine Mitzwe, wenn sie maske in Assis an Mitzwe, mit Wolch nach oben, was sie auch schon, aber kann in der Wolch, was sie schon, kann ich sie nicht so, wir können sie maske in Assis an Mitzwe, in Zorch, wo ich hier was sie auch schon. So der Rosh doesn't say it's not a Berg an Mitzwe. It is a Berg an Mitzwe. But this Berg an Mitzwe is unique. It's not, we don't emphasize the Assis, the Meise. In every Berg an Mitzwe, generally, we emphasize a certain Meise. Here we don't emphasize the mice, some millet aloha of evil as your son doesn't apply. When do we say that there's some evil as your son? When the brocha emphasizes a certain mice. But here, the brocha doesn't emphasize a mice, the brocha emphasizes the relationship, the state, the gdusha that results from the mitzvah of Dushin, from the mitzvah of Nisuin, from the Israelites, or so on as Harusid of Nisuin. So he emphasized the state, the relationship, the gdusha, not imaise. So mele the aloha of people as your son doesn't apply. But the birkas a mitzvah it is. The chim shimas kenas is a mitzvah. In tzok, leir lo borech of as your son. My nivorchim, as your son zil tzvon la roiz, was on sa russis, was on sa suiz, was on sa gdusha. Now, so this is what Rashi means. Rashi says, you need to have a kedusha. Not because it's also a ruch, a stated explanation. Like Kiddush. Kiddush emphasizes the Kiddush's soil for Shabbos because the Hebdel tradition in Shabbos in Shorayom and the Hebdel between Yisrael and Choromais, the Kiddush and Abdullah, they both emphasize that. So, and here the Broch also emphasizes the Kiddush's soil in the marital relationship. In respect of our also and in respect of our muta. So mele, it requires a chsinek. It requires a chsinek. But let's see now the Rosh. Yesh machna unusa prochesu, lomen nivohan shom zirin tzibon mekadis aisha. Veidei chamotzimu broche kozeishen vorkin amasha son nakadish borchu. Valin vorkin shosvon ibna chayv, tunus ha-shochut. Void maini laska raivachan. You see the Rashbo, the Ram, the Rosh. They all talk the same language, the same language. They eat malon lask a chupa bikan, tidim shem yivorch and yirkaseiras and yitzeiras and yirkaseiras and yirkupe. B'nire, li, the Rosh says, ki broche zu, ein a broche la tzia samiz. Ki, he doesn't say, even the Rosh doesn't say, that ki broche zu, ein a broche samiz. He says, ki broche zu, ein a broche la tzia samiz. it's a brocha and it's even according to the Rosh. But it's not a brocha that was niskan and maizan. All the other brochas were niskan and certivizing. He has seen some son of a stream, she had this occasion as Kosheta, Achilas Matzah. Here, it's not a serious amitzvah. He broke his way in a broche, all a serious amitzvah. The peer you believe you are in a king of mitzvah. The look of the legacy which you peer you believe you are in a huya brikabi shisho. So if somebody married the legacy, legacy means, in modern terminology, legacy means common law wife. Common law wife. No. People, modern people, say Pelegesh, the thing that's concubine, Pelegesh, concubine. That's primitive times, ancient times, concubine. Pelegesh means a common law wife, not concubine, not concubine. But a common law wife, in other words, that when husband and wife live together, according to Moshe Shein, not according to Rashi, in Anchumesh. So here the Gion said that Pelegesh means Gedush Melech Zuvah. So then Pelegesh is Mameshi wife, but according to other Rishim, Ramban. So Pelegesh is a common wife, not concubine, concubine. I mean, never mind, I mean, art school, they all translate Pelegesh concubine. It's not concubine, concubine. Because one copies from the other, from the Melee. If somebody makes a mistake, so then 100 people. No matter whether they are affiliated with the Zionist organization or the Mizrahi or the Aguda or the Rekarte, they all copy. Pelegesh concubine. Concubine has a terrible connotation, concubine. Terrible connotation, concubine. Pelegesh is not a concubine. So, Pelegesh is a common wife. It means a wife, but not with Gdusha. So he says, Kipir Yodavid Yohane Kima Mitzvah. In look at the legacy which you enter the video, in the Huya of the Kaddish in Shaw. So the Bishmuel was the Daik from this Rosh, and it's a strange deal. So, that according to the Rosh, Midrai say, one is allowed to marry the legacy. So the Kobne Shamel says, no, it's no right. He says, ובתור רבן עזר סימן חובות לא מדמיזה בעל בשמואל וסביר לרבנו לכאיסה בפלגש ויש לי תחקס דעי רבינין שלא קר בייסה פלגש וכי אין פיריו וריביו אין אין מחוי עובד לקביש ישמע so he is די חלף בשמואל בשמואל is strange the Rosh just mentions that the broche was not niskan and the Asiyas Hamitzi of period of religion. Because suppose he married the Pelegesh. He married the common wife. And so it was Eva Navira. Navira the Raisi. Navira Ves. He was Eva. But he was Eva. And he had children to the common wife. So he was already the kind Mrs. Period of religion. And then he doesn't mention it at all. Because he didn't live in modern times. And then he became about children. So he wanted to have a wedding. I mean, it's nice in the whole game in that case. So they had been married without opening vision for 20 years. Now we came about children. So he already has 5 children. So it was the time period of Israel. Still, so he has to say, when he has a wedding, he has to say Birka Seiris. So how can we say that the Birka Seiris was Niskan and the Nitzel period of Israel? But the voice doesn't mean that in the eyes it's not of American legacy, as we show it. In Lokach Pelegesh, the king clear the video, in the Huyo the Kaddish Isha, the Chinanese is Keno Alnes, O Yako, the Chinsor is Hamo Shanoso, in Volkin the Chasanim, suppose he star, or he marries a star woman, who cannot have children, he is also in the Volkin the Chasanim. So we cannot say that the Rebir Chasanim was Niskan and the Mitzvah of Pelegesh the video. In Chiyam is a Zibay, in Chiyam is a Zushayim, but Chiyam is a Rebir. Vihil Kach, in Yitzko, Brocha, B'mitzvah, Zuh, Pir, Rebir. Vihav, B'nei, Sin, Yishol, Shem, Pir, Rebir. Chiven, She'ef, Shal, Kayen, Mitzvah, Pir, Rebir, B'roi, Dush, M'roi, Domo, Yishchit, Shem, Nechuy, Yav, Yishchit, Lachir, Vaf, Lohoch, Yishol, Shem, Sheikhit, Lachir, Mivor. Again, from this Rosh, it's Mashman, Avla, Yitaz, that Shchit, is a Birk, Samitz. He said, דאָסן יצער לאך בלויצט אבער האך אפשר קיין קריב רונד די בלויצט ווי דעם מוס האב gekומען שון צו וואס דער זיל געוואכט דער האלט אבער האך איך זיי די יקאכיש ווי די 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 קאצן יצער בלויצט דו קאך מי וואך האך קושריט און ברוך זו ניסקן לאס איך שוואך לאך די פוך אַז איך שון זיי שון מיט דלונן מן האמען ביז זיי בונן ווי קאל איך זיי שאמע טערסלן דו ווי אַחס מאַרייס די ניסקרו בניסער אבוסייס ואת המסור דוח בקדושים של ליטו אדם לימה שהברוכו של קדושים ניסקים להתיר ולכך הזכיר החופו לימה דווקא ברכס חופו היא המטרס הקלו and then so it's much of a migloshin also that the comment to Rosh there is a special issue of the Rabbonim of Kalo Bili Brocho Asur Levalo Kine not like the Mordechai that Slav Davke ולוח הנאמה הקדימו חופו לקדושים לימה ביטלו נסנסויס על דחופו שאחה ברכס הקדושים Anyway, but some assume that the according to Rosh is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. I don't think so, because the Rosh doesn't say it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rosh says, Ki broche zu eine broche la Asiyas HaMitzvah. It was not Niskan HaMimayze, but the Rosh will also be made it. That, as the Kommi Yisanel says, not as the Bishmur says, that the according to the Rosh, Mi Reise, it's Mutter to Miracle like a Shas Rishon. There is no such thing. The only one who says, maybe I shouldn't even mention it. I wouldn't mention it. It's difficult. One of the Achraim mentioned it. Shira Siyab, it's all right. I started to say it. He says that it's Mutar. He's the only one, and it's a Shita Siyochit. This is a Shita Siyochit, not a Rambam. The Rambam is not a Shita Siyochit. This is a Shita Siyochit. The Rambam is not a Shita Siyochit. So, Mele, he's the only one. He's the only one who says that. He's only that. And that's a very strange thing. I mean, but there is no Rishi who says that it's mutar to marry a Dresh. And if anybody says that, it's nonsense. Not 99.9999 nonsense, but 100% nonsense. And I don't care who says it. So, the Shilat Yavetz and the Shitas Yochit is Shitat Chuyo. And I'm sure that the Rav Yaakov Emden was chizah on it. It was a place of coolness. He was very agat. Sometimes a person is such a genius, you know, so he's not midayik what you like. So he said that. Yaakov Emden was a big hurry. But no one else, there is no such thing in that privilege is muta. If anybody writes a kuntres, and he says that according to many of the Shengen and Pelegis Mutra mentioned the Rosh, it's nonsense. And it will be a raya that besides this nonsense, there is other nonsense also. So this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says it's not Niskan on the Kiyum HaMitzvah of period of Rivio. Because suppose you marry the Pelegis, you come in a wife, happened so many times, people get married in court, that's a Pelegis. Whenever a person gets married in court, it's a belegger. Come and wife, so, and they have children, and then they decide to have chuppah kedushin, so then they broche. They already have children, they already make kind of mitzvah to the yoyot. So it wasn't niskan on the mitzvah, on the asiyas on mitzvah to the yoyot, but it was niskan on the kedushas Yisrael. What kedushas Yisrael, I mean. So that is also mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kedushin and Chuppah meant is expressed, is indicative of the Kedushas Yisroel that was instilled in Klal Yisroel through the mitzvah of Kedushin. And that mitzvah of Kedushin. Now, but one thing that the Rosh is Chilkan Ram, the Rosh explicitly says here that even if somebody married a common law wife, and he had children, he's in kind of misappeared the religion. But the Rambam Shit is not like that. Now, the Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, but my maternal grandfather, Adele Prujaner, now Lichas Eliyol, he points it out from the Lashon Rambam. So Adele Prujaner points out, according to the Rambam, if somebody married the religion, and will have children, he will not be in kind of misappeared. In order to be kind, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of period of Rivio, he has to marry a woman for Kedusha. What's the right? פרק חמישה עשר, פרק תסבור, הלכת אישס, זה הלוך א', האישו שהירשי סבי לו אחר הניסוי שגימנע עם עושו, הרי זה מודע. באמת בנאבו הזה, זה לא הבקשיר עושה שמושה מודע, אבל בשוס אישתי, so is not it. באמת לא אמורים כי שהוי אלי בון, שקרוקים מיסס פיריה וריביו. אבל לא איתי הם חייף לירי ובחולנו עד שיהיו ליבון מפני שהיא מתסססה של פירו שמם הפכו עבור נאו במי שנמסו בסמן שנסיחו לסדר עוד אינס משני עם קסובס פרק אף על פי, פרק חמישי כך סמחה לב המדבי is mentioned the seder of Amos for the various people so the משני says העלינו אמור בתאילו התיולים בכל יום הפיילים שתיים בשבס החמורים אחס בשבס הגמורים אחס לישן יום הספונים אחס לשיש החודשים דיבר הברז so that's in regard to the mitzvah of שאו קסוס הבינוסוי What is it doing to the spirit of religion? What is it doing to the spirit of religion? So the Rambam says something strange here. The Rambam says, Avo loy kiem chayev libel b'choleino achiyyio libon. B'choleino, and according to the Tzeder, atayom b'choleim, saponim achas l'shishu achodoshim. What is this to do with the spirit of religion? That's the Tzeder of Amos. So Rabbele Prushina said, from this Rambam we see that the mitzvah of period of religio, there couldn't be any other explanation of that. That the mitzvah of period of religio can only be fulfilled through a family life relationship. Not, let's say, as the Rosh says, even if you marry the Pelegis. Or as it is not there, but the mitzvah of period of religio, he was Mikhaim, no. Kol Rambam is not Mikhaim. It has to be fulfilled through a family relationship, initially Ishte, through a relationship of Kedushin. And the Chiyuv is, I mean, he has to have a Zohar and a Kedushin. So what does it mean? I mean, so how often is he to have a relationship with his wife in order to have the Zohar and the Kibor, so it's in this, according to the Seder of Amos. But even though that Seder is a Seder that is mentioned in connection with Mr. Seino, so what Shaychas does it have to period of the answer is, but period of the has to be fulfilled in the course of the marital relationship. And since in connection with the marital relationship, there is a certain Seder. True, that Seder doesn't depend upon period. Suppose the wife is not called. He's still required to fulfill his obligation of Eino according to the Seder, even if she's not called. Suppose the wife had a hysterectomy. So he's still required. She's still required to have that Seder of Enes at her own Lucholim and so on. So, Mele, the same thing applies to the period of Olivia too. Why? because clearly your ego cannot be just fulfilled by having children. No, there is Yerushalmi, that even if somebody has a mom there, so he's mechanic very, so it's true, I mean, but it's a difficult mechaschinuch. I know the mechaschinuch. So the mechaschinuch assumed that according to this Yerushalmi, if somebody was barley shishish, I mean, it's a very strange mechaschinuch. And they had the mom there, also even kind of very strange, very strange. I mean, it's even strange that it was the aldeity of the mechaschinuch such a thing, but it's a very strange thing. So, but according to the Rambam, it means, let's say, if a ger married the mamzeres, as we had a gomor, the kupel of dush and everything, and havlad hilach ha'apogon shebishneim, so it's mikayim as a gerer. So even kind of spirit of Arabia, I mean, that even the Rosh wouldn't say that. Even the Rosh wouldn't say it. See, the Yerushalmi's reference to the case where it's beheta. A mamzer married a mamzeres. A ger married a mamzeres. A mamzer married a geyeres. And they had children. So it's with the family relationship. Kidas Meisha Yisrael in the course of the married relationship and beheta. The mitzvah. Even though he's a mamzer, we could say he's a pogrom, so he's not the kind of mitzvah, not even the kind of mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, so the mitzvah of Pirulidio cannot be fulfilled for a pelegish, but for a wife out of the chuppah of the kiddushin, out of the chuppah of the kiddushin, mimele, how often does he have to have relationship with his wife until he has his ochor and kevo? According to that same Seder that the Mishnah mentions in connection with him. But there it has not been written in the radio, there it applies even if the wife had a hysterectomy. But it's the same thing, because the mitzvah of period of radio has to be fulfilled through the medium of the marital relationship of Benishu Ishtay. So mainly according to the Rambam, when a person, that Rabbi Friedman also says, according to the Rambam, case less indeed he says that by period of Avivyor, so when is a person kind of meets your period of Avivyor at Marbi? That's what case says. Misa Shifron Yocher. So the case says the Kashe, it has to be Chalese, says it has to be beaten and so on. Because the meets of period is Mikhaim when the Isha is Misaberes. It's Marbia, and the love of Lisigdesho is Eidea et Ahoy. So that's the issue. According to Rambam, it's not like that. When is one kind the midst of period of Avivyo? The whole time, in the course of their marital relationship, from the time he marries the woman until he has children, he's the kind of midst of period of Avivyo. Because that's the midst of period of Avivyo. What is the kind of midst of period of Avivyo? He's Mechuyev. that his wife should give birth to his son and to his daughter. Well, he doesn't do anything about it. Then his wife gives birth to his son and daughter. The wife doesn't do anything about it either. It's just the act of nature. So in other words, his mitzvah consists in living that kind of marital relationship with his wife so that it will be conducive to having children. So, what kind of relationship? So the Rambam says. If I met one more in the Shahoy Leibonim, she for Kim, this is pretty of a video. Have a loy Kim, hired living the Holein or Achiyoliba. So, Mimele, suppose he's not there the Holein until he has children, the children. So then he's Nevatel the Mitzvah of the Rambam. Not Nevatel completely, but he doesn't do it the way it has to be fulfilled. And even if she was Mechalas to him, so then he's not Nevatel the essay of Mishpat Abonis Yasre, Sheol Kishinosal